That means we bring in the man who enlightens us and amuses us and kind of irritates us sometimes, especially irritates Tyrone. But he's a good dude. His name is Brian Westbrook. He's brought to us by Landis Block. Get your jaw-dropping backyard paradise online at landisbc.com. B. West, how you feeling today?
I'm doing good, despite one of the worst introductions I've ever heard before in my life.
Well, sometimes you get under our skin. I got to be honest with you.
Well, you could at least wait till I got on so I can.
I heard you chuckling in the background.
Oh, my goodness.
I heard it.
One of the worst ever.
No, if it's like I would go B. West knowledge with a greater than sign over the irritation factor. That's how I would put it in a math equation.
Hey, that's called love, man. That's just all love.
It is all love. Isn't you used to that for maybe a locker room fodder where people that's get right. under your skin, you know?
That's just how it is, man.
Sure.
When you hang out with people enough, they just start to get underneath your skin. That's part
exactly.
of
it. And you got to be good-natured about it. You're good-natured about it.
Yeah.
Now, and you stab me in the back later, but, you know, you're good-natured about it up front.
Oh, I will get back.
Yeah, you get on Twitter and go, wait, silly, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you'll do that.
That's right.
All right, man, let's talk about this game. The big man is back. What does that mean for, you're a player, and all of a sudden the big guy's back. You saw what happened last night in that Cleveland game. It seemed like their level picked up completely when Mayfield came into game. Same thing happened Sunday?
No doubt about it. The same thing happens to the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, and it's weird because when you have a guy out there playing that you don't really think can get it done, especially at the quarterback position, and I think the guys, they appreciated what Nick Foles did for the team, especially stepping in last year, but he's not Carson Wentz. And so your expectation as a player is different. When you bring that guy back, Carson Wentz back, the guy that threw 33 touchdowns last year, the guy that was on track for MVP type of season, it changes the way the team approaches the game. It changes the way guys run their routes, everything like that. Your enthusiasm, how you go about the game, it changes. You know, probably the biggest thing that's going to change, Mike, and the most obvious thing that you'll see will change is Doug Peterson. It'll change the way Doug thinks about the game, the chances that and the opportunities, the risks that he's willing to take as a play caller. That will be a big time change that you'll see with Carson Wentz out there.
All right, now I'm curious about this too, because you're absolutely right, and I'm wondering, like, I'm trying to put myself in his head on what kind of game plan he fosters with Wentz back. Now, you know, things that favor the short passing game against the Colts. They don't rush you a lot. They really stop the run primarily. So I'm thinking like they sit back in his zone. A lot of seams for a lot of short intermediate routes for receivers. Is that the way you would go?
No, I'm going to attack this team. I don't know that they're great at stopping the run. I think that last week against the Redskins, they got up early, and then they forced the Redskins to throw the football. I think the first week against the Bengals, Joe Mixon had over 95 yards rushing. So, I mean, that's not great at stopping the run. I just think they ran into a team last week that couldn't run because they're down by so much, and they didn't want to do it with Adrian Peterson. So I still would try to force my hand with running the ball early on in the game, make them stop the run, make the Colts stop the run, and then try to put Carson Wentz, especially early on, in confidence-building situations. Probably some shorter passes, some routes that he understands and knows very well, doesn't have to read complex defenses and blitzes and things like that, things that he's comfortable with. And then as the game goes on, I expect Carson to get better and better and better. And then as a coordinator, Doug continues to throw things at him to say, okay, now how about this 20-yard out? How about this 20-yard dig? How about this go route? Can you get that up and complete this ball? And then you have the buildings of a confidence for your offense, especially for a guy coming off an injury in Carson Wentz.
All right. Are you worried about the precarious situation they have at left tackle where Peters is going to start, but, you know, gets banged up here, banged up there, misses a series here, misses a series there, and you don't have that continuity to protect the quarterback who needs protection?
Yeah, you know, I'm not I watched the tape again this morning with Jason Peters. He just was not moving very well, and that almost from the very beginning of the game. Then it looks like he got stepped on a little bit there by one of the guys. And so I am concerned with that left tackle position because we've seen how Vitae is. And if I'm Doug Peterson, it just goes back to game planning just a little bit. I want to make sure that if Jason comes out of the game, now Vitae is out there by himself. I'm going to protect our quarterback. I'm going to send a running back over there. I'm going to send a tight end over there. I'm not just going to play willy-nilly and allow my quarterback that's coming off an injury to take shots. I'm going to protect them. That has to be part of Doug Peterson's thought process going into the game.
Now, let me throw this by you because I get this hunch that he's going to do this. First play of the game, he launches a fly pattern. now, wouldn't that be like, wouldn't that turn the crowd on? Wouldn't that say, because you know the Colts would not expect that.
You don't think they'll expect
that? No, I don't think they would expect that because they're thinking they're going to protect Wentz. They're going to have a kind of a blander game plan than normal. And he comes out and sizzles one deep.
Well, I would like that. I would love to be able to do something like that. The big question here is, who in the world is he going to throw the ball to?
That's true. Who gets downfield?
Yeah, who's getting downfield? Is that Nelson Aguilar? I think Nelson is the only guy that probably can do it. But, I mean, I wonder because...
Well, Gibson can run a little bit. If he has Gibson flanked on the left side, boom, he runs him on a skinny post deep.
I like Shelton Gibson. I like what he's able to bring, but I'm just not sure that he's produced yet this season. Matter of fact, he hasn't produced yet this season, and not many of the receivers have as far as yardage goes. And so big part of that, for me, this is why I wouldn't go deep. Maybe you send somebody deep, and then you get Zach Ertz over the middle is kind of what I'm leaning towards as far as the beginning of the game. But it's confidence builders. You want to make sure that confidence is built early on for Carson, and that's my number one concern. Don't forget, Frank Reich is on the other side. Stealing signals.
True.
So I'm wondering how that affects the game as well.
They have to change their signals, don't they? Don't they have to change it?
You know, one of the guys were talking earlier this week. It might have been Kelsey. And he was like, yeah, Frank knows the signals. Now can he get out there and make his defense know how to stop him? That's the big question.
Ah, is that what he said? All right. And now Jordan Matthews back in the fold. How much do you expect him to contribute?
Ah, man, you know, one of the reasons why they got rid of Jordan early on was because he wanted to get paid, of course. But the other part, it was they wanted to get Nelson in the slot. And I know Nelson feels much more confident now as a player and things like that, but he's much more effective in the slot. He's not as effective against better corners on the outside. And so I think they get Jordan a little bit of work in the slot. I'm wondering, does that take away from some of the effectiveness of Nelson Aguilar? So you're gaining Jordan Matthews in the slot, but are you taking away Nelson Aguilar as far as being an outside receiver? That's not something that he's strong at this point, in my opinion.
All right. So the worry factor for Wentz and playing football, and I know he's back. He's a football player. We got to suck it up. I'm noticing a little ambivalence this week about the fans, the way they're treating this game. Should we just throw caution in the wind? Listen, he's back. He gets hurt, But he's got to play now. This is the way it goes.
I think that the only way that, and I'm sure Carson actually feels this way. When you're a football player, you just go out there, and if you're out there on the field, in the coach's thoughts, in other players' thoughts, you're healthy. That's just how the thought process has to be. And so you go out there, and the coach, Doug Peterson, has to give him everything that he would for a starting quarterback. Whatever the situation is, if it calls for running and having a slide, then that's what Carson is going to have to do. I believe that you waited these couple of extra weeks just to make sure that Carson was 100% healthy. And now I'm throwing the playbook is open to him. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to get to, run that play. That's the type of quarterback that we need to lead this football team. And that's really the type of quarterback that Carson
was. So you're not going cautious. Once he's in,
not at all.
Boom, you're going to play the game like it was meant to be played.
Well, I can't go cautious with Carson Wentz because that's not how he plays. That's not the way mm-hmm. that Carson plays week in and week out. He doesn't play cautious. He goes out there and just plays whatever to the wall. He doesn't think that, you know, I'm going to not slide and I'm not going to scramble. That's just not his mentality. Now, as a coach, as a fan, I would want him to think that in certain situations, but and be smart. I mean, if it's 3rd and 30, no need to take a hit. But mm-hmm. if you need the first down, then go ahead and use your legs and get the first down. That's what I want my quarterback to do.
Let's talk about taking the hit, because you've been through this a couple of times now.
Yeah.
And I know like what you said about cutting and having to do all that stuff. But you're not tested until really you get hit and you see how that feels. If you're Carson Wentz, do you want to get hit early so you can get it out of the way to get that feeling going? Or do you just want to escape getting hit the whole day?
I think you want to escape getting hit. I mean, for a quarterback, it's not about, I don't think, he didn't injure a shoulder or a rib or an arm or anything like that. So he knows what it feels like to get hit. From that perspective, it's about his knee. And can he move? Can he cut? Can he get out of the way of guys? I don't think that for Carson it'll be a big thing as far as being hit. I just think that it's about the protection around it. Is he going to feel comfortable in tight confines if something happens to Jason Peters? He has to worry about that left side a little bit. Is he going to feel comfortable in the pocket? Again, in practice, the one thing that they will never allow is for a defender, especially on the scout team, to get closer to the quarterback. So he has a lot of time and space to throw the ball down the field. That's not necessarily going to be the case in the game. He's going to have to fit the ball into some smaller pockets. He's going to have some windows close up on him. And if I'm the Colts, I'm testing him early. I'm throwing everything I can at him to make sure that he can handle it, to see if he can handle it. And who would know better if Carson Wentz can handle the blitz and what his weaknesses are with the blitz better than Frank Wright, who was here last year with the Eagles?
Let's talk defense quickly, and we'll get to the phones. The front four really didn't get home a lot. No. And it wasn't the defensive fervor that we're used to seeing. Aberration? What do you attribute that to?
Well, I think that Ryan Fitzpatrick did a good thing last week. He got the ball out early. And so the defense, the front, wasn't lining up with what the cornerbacks are doing. And this is how hopefully I could break it down to make it make sense. When you have a front four like we do, they are attacking the quarterback. They're getting after the quarterback. So if the quarterback holds the ball a second longer than the 2 seconds, the 2.5 that they normally hold it, then that means that our front four is getting to the quarterback because they're good enough to do that. Now, in order for that quarterback to have to hold that ball, that means the cornerbacks have to put the receivers in a position where they have to work a little bit harder to get open for the routes. Now, last week, because of the big play, the first play by DeSean Jackson, now our cornerbacks, Mike, and I've never seen this before from our guys, they're 6, 7, 8 yards off the line of scrimmage. That allows your quarterback to step up underneath the center, get the ball, take 2-3 steps and get the ball out of his hand, which we call open access from the cornerback position, because the receiver, all he has to do is run a 5-yard out, run a 5-yard hitch, run a 3-step slant, and you're wide open because the cornerbacks are playing so far off. So with the defensive front was not lining up with the same way with the cornerbacks were doing, so it didn't really make sense. To me, our cornerbacks have to press man-to-man. They have to make it difficult for the receivers and then allow our front four to do some work up front.
All right. Now, Jalen Mills has become the guy that everybody likes to pick on here. There's always one guy, and he's the guy now that's deeply rooted in Eagle fans' brain, and they're waiting for him to make a mistake. He didn't really make it better on himself by coming out with tweets saying, you know, fake-ass fans, and you know what I'm saying? So, like, what?
That was a bad decision.
Yeah. I was just going to ask you, first of all, is it a bad decision? Second of all, is he playing well enough right now that you would not consider bringing in the kid you drafted to play cornerback, Sidney Jones?
Well, I wouldn't make that decision based on one game. If you felt good about Jalen Mills the first week.
Which they didn't, by the way.
Which they didn't.
Yes. Yeah,
I mean, it has to be a couple weeks. But the other part of that means Sidney Jones has to step up too. So I have to either feel bad enough about the play of Jalen Mills, or I have to say Sidney Jones, just he needs to be in there playing because he's playing so good. And so I don't think that they've seen enough of bad Jalen Mills and good Sidney Jones for them to make that switch right now. The other part of that is when you take Sidney Jones out of the slot, who do you put in there? That's the next question. And maybe the answer to that is, okay, we'll put Sidney in the slot and we put Jalen Mills back outside. Maybe that's the answer.
Yeah, Avante Maddox is there also. So
yeah, they got some options.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the phones. By the way, Elton Brand's joining us at 4:30. You got some questions for EB?
Big EB, absolutely.
All right, sounds good.
My first question is, can a brother get the hookup? I need some shorts, I need to be on the bench, and I need some courtside tickets. Right away.
I would say no.
Wait a minute. You want to be part of the team and you want the courtside tickets?
Yeah, I want my friends to have the courtside tickets and I want to be part. I want to warm up and stuff like that and do my little layups and my dunks and warm-up drills.
Things like that. Whoa. Your little dunks.
So you want to show off your basketball. So you're telling me you can dunk right now?
Are you kidding me?
You can't dunk.
Are you kidding me right now, Tyrone? I didn't even remember you was even on the show until you, here I come and I tell you about what I can do athletically, and here you come hating on me.
I didn't even know you were on this show.
That's a violation.
Every single
That's
week,
a violation.
Here you come.
No, seriously. The leg's a little heavy this stage, right?
No, I can't dunk.
You can't dunk. All right.
But I can smack the backboard
in
real
the,
nice.
In the day, the math and point, were you dunking?
Back in the day, absolutely.
High school?
Back in the day, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
That's not true!
Tyrone's doubting you.
Tyrone's a hater today. Today's not our friend.
I'm sorry, Brian.
He's doubting you.
I see how tall you are.
That doesn't mean Spudway can dunk.
Explosion. Explosive players can dunk at my height.
Now, you were an explosive athlete at one time. That is true.
You got any video on that?
I probably can.
Picture didn't happen.
You gotta send me some vid.
Mm-hmm.
I will. I gotta see something.
Okay. It's good. Dave in Center City. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
But Brian, before I get down to business, I know for a fact that you could snatch a quarter off the top of the backboard.
There you go. See?
Yeah,
truth.
He ain't doing all that. he might be able to get rim level.
All right. Gentlemen, I know this is going to be a great Sunday with all the pomp and circumstance with Carson returning. But I'm thinking of the team picture, all right? I'm of the mindset that we are now the New England Patriots. And this marriage between Carson and Dougie P will bear numerous Lombardi trophies for us. But with that being said, Brian, I cannot get the bad taste out of my mouth from last week's loss. You cannot lose that type of game to that team. Old habits resurface, missed tackles, blown assignments, and all of a sudden, the greatest coaching staff in the world became stubborn and inflexible and could not make adjustments. Your thoughts on that?
Well, they did not play a very good game last week, and I also think they ran into a quarterback that is fire hot. Ryan Fitzpatrick has been one of the best quarterbacks in the league the first two games of the season, and I'm not saying that he is anything special, but he has gotten hot, and we ran into that group in their house, and we had an offense that wasn't scoring on the same type of level as I know that we can score with Carson Wentz. And so I think this is a different team. I think it's a different mentality when you get number 11 back, and I think our defense returns to what they were prior to last week, and especially because they're not going to get beat deep again that first play. Malcolm Jenkins is not going to make the same type of mistake coming out of the middle of the field again, especially the first play of the game.
Brian, now I know when you sat on the bench, when the defense was out there, you guys probably talked and you knew what the fat man was doing, some dumb things. The guys had to be saying to themselves, why is Schwartz not bringing the heat? Why is Schwartz leaving men out there on an island and we're getting burnt? I know he likes to do that, but what was the mindset with him just not adjusting?
Well, you have to think about this. If you're blitzing, that means someone is out there on the island. Mm-hmm. They're by themselves. And if you got beat the first play of the game bad, then O.J. Howard runs across the middle and no one wants to tackle him. Then Mike Evans is running a 10-yard out and no one's within 5-10 yards of him. Now you're saying, you know what, we probably have an issue. We have a problem with the way that we're covering people today. Maybe today's not our day, so we can't be as aggressive up front as we want to be. And I think Ryan Fitzpatrick, again, was doing a great job of getting the ball out of his hands quickly enough that the rush wasn't affecting them. Now that's a total different game.
We have to go into a break, and then on the other side, Elton Brand. But I have to ask you, do you have any doubts whatsoever that the Eagles will lose this game?
I don't have any doubts about that. I mean, especially with all the injuries the Colts have got going on, and then a motion of Carson Wentz come back. I'm not worried about losing this football game at all now.
Yeah, I'm not either. I see a relatively easy win with the defense getting back in the fold. And Wentz not having to have a great game to win 31-13 or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to throw a score that much, but I think defense plays much better football. I think we get in the 20s. I don't know, 31 seems a lot.
All right, I'm going 31. I feel
somebody
31.
Somebody got to catch the ball. Which one of these guys on our team is catching it?
Defensive touchdown, I smell.
down.
Maybe special teamer.
Mike, I'll tell you this. There were some times during that game last week, I didn't know who was playing receiver for us.
Yeah, I know.
Who these guys were.
Well, the third string tight end came out of nowhere. I'm going,
what was that? Yeah, who is this guy, Perkins?
Yeah, seriously. It looked like they had a comfort level with Perkins. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Elton Brand, the general manager, the new general manager of the Sixers, joins us after this. The Mike Missanelli Show. Brian Westbrook till 5 with us right here on 97.5. The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Looking sharp. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Sugar House Casino. Head to Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino this Sunday for the Fanatic pregame show and watch party. First 97 people to check in prior to kickoff win a prize pack and are registered to win tickets to the next home game. Visit 97.5thefanatic.com for more details. Eagles face the Colts on Sunday. Jay Ajayi and Darren Sproles have been officially ruled out. Corey Clement, Alshon Jeffrey, Camus Grugier-Hill, and Jason Peters are all questionable. Doug Peterson spoke on Carson Wentz today, saying he has looked good all week in practice, very sharp mentally and physically. Brian Westbrook joins Mike today until 5. Phillies fell to the Braves last night 8-3, putting them now 6.5 behind. Nick Pivetta takes the mound tonight. Sixers new GM Elton Brand joins Mike next at 4:30. When you unwrap a Nature Valley granola bar, you see granola because their ingredients are right there. The only thing you can't see how much you'll love it, so try Nature Valley. Missed any of our shows today? Check out 97.5thefanatic.com or download our app for all podcasts. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, if you're looking for a new car, new or pre-owned, check out Mercedes-Benz. I was over at Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington today. Had a trade in my car. Got another one. Got that GLC. I love that car. See, Mercedes-Benz, one of the best investments you're ever going to make. We all spend so much time in our car. So why not treat yourself? Take a step up in class. You know you've always wanted to drive a Benz. And it's not going to bother you. You're in bumper to traffic. You're making a quick run to the store. You're commuting to work. You're going to enjoy every minute in this car. You're not going to feel stressed out. So go see my friends at the family dealerships that I go to. It's Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or down the shore, Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. Whether you're looking to lease or buy, they have the inventory that can't be beat by any other Mercedes dealer in the Delaware Valley. So just go to yourmercedes.com. You can check out their inventory and their specials, including an incredible rate right now on certified pre-owned vehicles available now through the end of September. Walk into any one of the great showrooms and take a test drive today and drop my name while you're doing it. It's Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Westchester, or Atlantic City online at yourmercedes.com.
NFL Week 3, and Carson Wentz and the Birds are back home at the Link. And despite the loss in Tampa, the Eagles are heavy favorites at home with the Colts. Start your football Sunday at 10 a.m. with Trey, Devon, and Eitan live from Sugar House for the Fanatic pregame show. After the game, join the Joes, Torney, and Stasak. They'll be taking your calls and instant reaction and breaking it down on the Fanatic postgame show. Carson's back, and all the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5. The Fanatic.
An individual cancer cell is too small to see. A proton, even smaller. But shooting a proton into a cancer cell? That's huge. That's proton therapy. And at Penn Medicine, that's 360 tons of advanced nuclear physics. The largest proton therapy center on Earth, focused on the smallest of targets. Attacking tumors with pinpoint precision, in the places they're hardest to reach, near vital organs like the lungs and the brain, with the potential for less tissue damage and fewer harmful side effects, destroying cancer and restoring life. The Roberts Proton Therapy Center at Penn Medicine's Abramson Cancer Center. It's one more reason why your life is worth Penn Medicine. Discover how proton therapy is changing lives at pennmedicine.org/proton.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Two guys? You came with just two guys?
All you have to do is point.
It took 6 men to get that in here. What? But
all you have to do is point, sir.
What's going on in here? Hey, where's the...
I just pointed at it, and it...
We make junk disappear anytime, anywhere.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
With the new Express Sports football and car racing from the Pennsylvania Lottery, you can play your favorite sports at participating retailers, bars, and restaurants. Make your picks on your placelet, like touchdown pass on the third play, or the first three cars across the finish line, and watch the fast-paced, lifelike action on the big screen. With drawings for cash prizes every 5 minutes, there's never a dull moment.
Express Sports from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Compete from your seat. Players must be 18 or older. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Hey guys, Double Visions gives you a chance to fly with the birds. Stop into Double Visions during the football games on Sunday afternoon and Monday nights and enter to win a trip for two with two nights hotel and tickets to see the birds for their final regular season in-conference rival game in Washington. Find out why Double Visions was voted the number one adult club in the Northeast. Double Visions, great food, cold drinks, and of course, hot women. Open daily until 2, located on Easton Road in Horsham. Take the Willow Grove exit.
You're listening to Brian Westbrook Live on the Mike Missanelli Show, presented by Landis Block. Create your dream backyard online at landisbc.com.
So yeah, I know it was stupid to let my car insurance lapse. I thought I'd just take my chances for a month or so and save a little money. What I didn't figure on was getting into an accident in the meantime. My boyfriend told me to call and get insurance right away, then next week report the accident. He said that way, you can get the insurance company to pay for all the repairs.
Driving without insurance is against the law, but providing false information about the details of an accident makes the situation even more serious.
So I called for a new policy, and the insurance company asks me if I've ever been in an accident, and I tell them no. I feel horrible not telling the truth. My boyfriend says it's no big deal, but me, I'm not so sure.
Lying about an accident is insurance fraud. It's a felony, and Pennsylvania is cracking down on those who commit it. Know the risks. Know the penalties. To learn more, visit helpstopfraud.org. A message to consumers from the Pennsylvania Insurance Fraud Prevention Authority.
Sports talk for Morristown and all of Burlington County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
It's 4:30. It is the Mike Missanelli Show. And we have some Sixer news as well over the past couple of days. And as we get ready for our Sixers preseason and the regular season. And we're privileged to have this man on the air. He is the new general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers. Of course, you remember him as a great player in this league and a great guy, frankly. The great Elton Brand joins us. Elton, how you doing today?
Hey, thanks for having me. All is well, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good, and you're with Brian Westbrook as well.
No, I know. What's up, D? How's everything?
What's going on, brother? Congratulations, man. Congratulations.
Oh, see, we're on a B and an E basis now, all right?
You caught that? Yeah.
Okay. I got you. Elton, I got to ask you, the first question is, there aren't many ex-players who ascend to a role like you. I don't know why the league is shaped that way, but it's going more Geekville. So, as an ex-player, why does that give you an edge as a general manager? What do you have that the other guys may not have?
What you said was right about the Geekville stuff, which I think is very important. Like, you need the analytics, but when they put that tool up there, it might say, well, this is what it says about the players. But I could bring the human element to it and say, well, this player will not be great for the chemistry in the locker room. This player, you have him a little lower. I mean, he's a motivated, high-growth player. He'll get better in our situation with our culture and environment. Like, forget what the numbers say there. But overall, as a tool, it's actually quite amazing. So I honor the geek stuff, but bringing that human side gives you an advantage.
Now, I got to think, being in the locker room and knowing players, practicing with players, you've developed a pretty good idea on who can play. So what are you looking for as a general manager in a player?
Yeah, well, we use the analytics, we use all that to kind of predict the future. What I'm looking for is to change the future. The Sixers, we're going to be a cap team. We're going to have minimum vet deals. That's it. That's all we're going to have available. So I need to outline and identify those players that will help join this team and help just help that locker room and be productive on the court also.
You know, E, one of the big things that you're looking for this year has to be the production from Markelle Fultz. He absolutely went to the best high school in the country, which is my high school, DeMatha Catholic High School. You know that. You already know that. But, yeah. I mean, you know, he put up a bunch of shots this offseason. He corrected his form out there in L.A. just a bit. I mean, what are your expectations from him, especially early on in the year?
Yeah, I've been very encouraged with what I've seen this summer. You know, I've been very encouraged. So I just can't wait to see him in game-like, practice-like. You know, we're going to China, but he could be possibly that third star that we highly covet. We need. Dario might turn into that because we know we need a third star. If not, we're going to be looking during the season, and then we're going to go back into free agency. But his talent level with the way he handles the ball, the way he passes the ball, his athleticism, his size, I definitely see why he was the number one pick. And he's been working his butt off.
Have you seen him against competition yet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we've been
managing.
We've been playing. He's
okay.
Been after it. Yes, he has some really good days. Really good days.
All right. Now, when you have a pretty full roster. I mean, look at the roster. You're pretty maxed out at this point. But you mentioned that it's your job now to look for guys that might want to sign a veteran exceptions. So that tells me you're not quite done filling this roster. Well, who do you have your eye on right now? Obviously, you can't tell me specifically, but what type of player do you think that would fill out this roster well?
Well, that was more for the future. When we're a cap team, like when we're in a cap. Right now, we just have one spot. We're going to bring in a veteran just for camp. I mean, just for preseason, basically, because our 15 slots for the team, we're already done there. Yep.
Okay.
You know, E, one of the things that I believe that last year, you guys, first time you made it to the playoffs in quite some time, and then it's this year, the off season. But there has to be a lot of growth between what happened at the end of the year last year to the beginning of the year to keep the ball rolling. What do you think the team learned from the process of the playoffs last year, playing against the Celtics team, losing and then coming back this year? What do you think the guys learned in that time period there?
You know, you've been there, I've been there. When you get your butt kicked in the playoffs, it makes you hungry if you're that kind of person. And our stars, Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, they're that kind of athlete. They're so competitive. They have a chip on their shoulder. They can't wait for this season to start. They did not like the way that ended, so they stayed in the gym. Their travel arrangements were based around the gym. Everything, you know, Joel just left the gym. Ben's been the first one in the gym. So when you got players like that that are upset on the way the season ended, their first time in the playoffs, they're definitely going to grow leaps and bounds.
A lot of people that want to throw shade on your appointment as GM will bring up the points that maybe it's too soon. I mean, you were on a fast track here to be the general manager. So people are thinking, well, how's he know the intricacies of the cap? How's he going to make the relationships with the other GMs that quickly? Do you think about that at all? And like, how do you plan to do it?
Yeah, so that's the thing that people get misconstrued. I'm not by myself. And we've been doing this for the last 5 months. This is the same group. So when the opportunity came for someone to emerge as a leader, my group said, hey, we think you would be best suited for us. I think we have the top guys in our verticals in the NBA with what we talked about, the analytics and the CBA and the relationships. So it's not just me by myself calling everybody, doing all the numbers, making all the decisions. I have a group that report up to me, and we're really good. Like, everything you see now from this summer, that's what our group did.
You know, E, one of the things that when you listen to Coach Brown at the end of the year, he's saying we're going stars searching, star hunting, those types of things. And obviously, a big part of that would be your job to go figure out the stars and things like that. From the GM's perspective, is there anything that you can do? I know you mentioned some of the vets things, but is there anything else you can do this season or maybe even next to make that star hunting, which a city where we're talking about Philadelphia, we're ready to win some basketball games, have some playoff experience. Is there anything else that you can do at this point as a GM to try to quicken up that process?
Absolutely. So develop our young core already outside of Ben and Joel. We already know they're stars. They're almost global stars, superstars. But just develop one of our young pieces in-house. But the second thing is be prepared to know, okay, we're not going to get those other players that I can't name. So we have to be ready during the season to pounce on these different opportunities that you see in the NBA every single year. There seems to be a disgruntled superstar that wants out. So we have to be ready, and we have to be able to keep them and let them enjoy the city. You know, I live here. They could come to my house, see that you could have a nice family and live a great life here, right here in the Philadelphia area.
We're talking to Elton Brand, the general manager of the Sixers. Elton, you got a few rookies on your team now, and I'm curious to know which ones you think can make an impact right away. Of course, Zaire Smith's going to be out for a while, but what can you tell me about the other guys?
Yeah, Zaire's going to be out for a while, but you know, his defensive profile and his athleticism is are off the charts, so we're going to see a lot of them. Landry Shamet. Been phenomenal in pickup. You know, Coach Brown will speak to him more, but he might not see a lot of G League action this year. He might see the least amount of the young players. Shake Milton, 6'6 point guard. He's coming back into the fold now. Great young talent. So we're excited from a developmental standpoint.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple of point guards here, which leads me to my next question. Where does that put T.J. McConnell in the scope of things?
I mean, TJ, you could put him on the bottom of anything and he'll find his way to the top. That's just who TJ is. So we're going to have to play some of those younger guys off the ball, you know, with TJ, Ben, Markel, of course, like, you know, at the front, holding the ball, point guard position more. Young guys will have to play the wing, but TJ, he just finds a way to be a winner and make winning plays. That's just who he is. It's in his DNA.
I know that this is a Coach Brown decision, but from your perspective, what flows better, Fultz with Redick and Ben, or would you rather go a little bigger and Covington is one of those wing spots?
Yeah, good point. Good point. That's a Coach Brown decision, but I think the way he handles the ball, the way he can move the ball, the way he can finish around the rim, and as long as he buys into defense, I think we'll be fine either way.
You know, you can tell just from listening to you that you're a student of the game, that you know exactly what you're talking about. You've been around the league for long enough. And so I just wanted to ask you this, and I wanted to really give you those compliments because you sound really good, brother. I'm happy for you and proud of you. But what about Ben Simmons' jump shot? I mean, is he going to be willing to shoot the basketball this year? I know last year he struggled with what it seemed like his confidence, being able to get the form right, being able to say, you know what, it doesn't matter, I'm going to take this 15-footer whether they like it or not. Do you think that coming into this year, he'll have an opportunity to take and feel more confident to take some of those open jump shots?
No, fair question. And I think it leads into what we talked about last year, the loss against Boston. You're the rookie of the year, you average a triple-double, and you lose in a playoff series like that. So he wants more. He's been working on his shot, absolutely, and I feel he's going to take those, for sure. I've seen him take those, and he's made those. So he wants to improve. He wants to improve, and he has.
Last question. You know, this collaborative effort sounds good, and you already mentioned how you guys have all been together for a really long time, and you know, it might be all lovey-dovey, but when push comes to shove, there's got to be the one guy who finalizes the decision. You can't all be on the same page. So what doesn't seem like a problem could be a problem. How do you guys plan to settle that?
Flip a coin. No, I'm joking. Basketball
please no.
Basketball decisions, I mean, that's what I've been hired to do. Of course, your coach has to have say. If the coach is like, look, I'm not going to play this guy, don't bring him here, then that's a discussion to be had. I mean, it's become like bigger of a deal than it's going to be because our goal, we're aligned. We're trying to win the championship, and Coach Brett Brown wants nothing more than that, so we're definitely going to figure out. There won't be any friction there.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, like, you're going to be – he's coaching a team. You're doing your general manager thing, but which also includes scouting players that might be in a draft. And you fall in love with a guy. Brett doesn't like the guy or likes him less than you do. Who wins?
In that department, I'm going to win that one.
Okay.
Because he doesn't have the time to scout the guys. He doesn't know the guys as well as we will and our staff will here. That's our job. Now, if there's a guy he knows, like, look, I will not play this guy, then his argument will be heard.
Okay. Sounds good. Yep. Listen, congratulations, and we're all looking forward to a great season. There's one team ahead in the Eastern Conference, and I think there's one guy that can push you over the top, and that's number 20. So we'll see what happens.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, guys.
All right, there he is. That's Elton Brand, the new general manager of the Sixers. And for me, Brian, the whole season comes down to your boy,
yeah,
DeMathis Finest.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can play and he can add significant points and contributions, that's the only way they can be better than Boston.
You know, this was just yesterday. I was talking to my brother. He sent me a video of Markel shooting his jump shot. And, I think that a big part of Markel's development will be his maturity. And I'm not just talking about on the basketball floor. I think that as a very young man, 19 years old, he went through an awful lot his rookie year, confidence-wise, his shot-wise, things like that. I think his maturity this offseason is going to tell the tape. And I think you'll see that early on in the season. He's a different player. I think he'll be confident enough to take those shots that he wasn't confident enough to shoot last year. And I think you'll see a different type of player. Just like Elton said, the guy that you drafted number one overall, you'll see that guy much more in person this year.
Boy, I sure hope so. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back, reopen the phone lines for some Eagle chat with Brian Westbrook, who is here about another 15 more minutes. 610-622-0975. It is the Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Back after this.
Mike Mussinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
After a loss to the Bucks, the Eagles put their sights on Week 3 and the return of Carson Wentz. It will be Luck versus Wentz at the Link this Sunday. And we're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Mike Mussinelli for my Lock of the Week, McCausland Lock Service. Listen, if your car key is broken, or if you lost your car key, it's going to cost you a fortune to buy a new one from the dealership. That's why you go straight to where the dealers go. That's right. Get your new car key or remote for up to 50% off what you would pay at the dealership with McCausland Lock Service. And why would you pay a 50% markup? Doesn't make sense. McCausland Lock Service is your one-stop shop for new keys and remotes. They supply, cut, and program. No appointment is necessary, and you won't have to wait forever like at the dealership. It'll take you 15 minutes for you to be in and out. If you need a new car key or car remote, pay up to 50% less than what you would pay at the dealership and go to where the dealers go, McCausland Lock Service. Call them right now at 610-430-1500. That's 610-430-1500, or check them out at their location in Prospect Park, PA. It's McCausland Lock Service, my lock of the week, online at 4FOURCarKeys.com.
Hey, Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron Fina, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Ron has spent over a decade building a reputation for exceptional customer service and giving customers the very best deal. Ron's a good dude. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
These days, it's hard to get anyone to look up from their phone. From texting to posting to playing games, it's become our national obsession. Me? I still can't get enough of those angry birds. But when it comes to buying an engagement ring, that smartphone of yours is more like a dumb phone. Because a device is no substitute for advice. And nobody gives better engagement ring advice than Benari Jewelers. We're diamond experts, real live human beings who are trained to listen first, ask questions, and guide you to the perfect ring. There's no app for that, my friends. The Benari Jewelers' quality is unsurpassed, with an amazing selection in every price range. And unlike the internet, we let you see and touch the rings before you buy them. So use that smartphone of yours to map directions to Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square. Or if you're not quite ready to talk, visit BenariJewelers.com.
We haven't taken a day off from dental insurance in over 45 years. That's decades of helping businesses like yours keep their employees healthy. Decades of building the strong national network of dentists we have today. For us, there are no distractions. We're all about dental. So no matter the size of your company, we have an easy-to-use plan that's right for your business. United Concordia Dental. For important disclosures and to see why employers rely on a partner who's dedicated to dental, visit discoverucd.com.
Well, you don't need me to tell you what's so great about Philadelphia. It's just not our Super Bowl 52 champs. It's the city itself. There's no place like it, especially on game day, and especially the day after our Birds win. Find out yourself by booking a game night hotel at visitphilly.com. Visit Philly Hotel deal comes with free overnight parking and a bunch of other perks, like a gift certificate to the classic Reading Terminal Market. That's one of my favorite places in the city. Come home to Philly and love every minute of it. Whether you're heading to the link or catching the game in the city, book an overnight hotel package on visitphilly.com.
You're listening to Brian Westbrook live on the Mike Missanelli Show, presented by Landis Block. Create your dream backyard online at landisbc.com.
Reach your savings goals faster this fall with Citadel's high-rate certificates. Enjoy an annual percentage yield of 3.10%. That's right, 3.10% when you open a 48-month certificate. Or earn 2.85% on a 24-month certificate. These new rates are only for a limited time, so don't miss out. To learn more, visit citadelbanking.com/certificates, call Citadel, or visit a Citadel branch today. Citadel, banking with one focus. You. Minimum deposit to earn APY, $75,000. Rates subject to change.
Relax in comfort with seats that beat the stadium. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at our new sports books. Available bets include pro and college football and basketball, baseball, hockey, tennis, soccer, and more. Place your wager on your favorites today and score your own winning record at the book. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at our new sports books. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tune into the Fanatic before every Birds game to hear the keys to the game. Brought to you by Turnersville Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Visit them at turnersvillejeep.com. Fear of missing out? Download our app and don't miss a minute. 97.5, the Fanatic.
49, Mike Missanelli Show. Brian Westbrook, I did my picks at 3:30 because we had Elton Brand at 4:30. Do you have your selections ready for the people?
You know what? I do have them around here.
Okay, let's see what you got here.
You know what? Let me grab them. Who knows where I've been dropped them to now, Mike? But this is what I was thinking. Let's look on the Vegas line here. But geez, you mean you just throw this to me?
I'm sorry. I thought you had him ready. I wouldn't put you on that spot. I thought you had him ready.
I could.
You don't have to have him. You don't want the people to play.
I know a couple of them off the top of my head.
Go ahead. Who do you like?
So we have Pittsburgh minus 2.5 in Tampa Bay. I think Tampa Bay wins that game.
Really?
Absolutely.
You like Tampa Bay in an outright situation?
To keep rolling, they're going to win that game.
Wow. Outright. Boy, Pittsburgh would really be destroyed if they lost that game.
Well, Pittsburgh is in a bit of a shambles. Antonio Brown is doing his own thing and all types of stuff.
All right.
It's kind of crazy.
Who else you like?
I have the Houston Texans.
I love them.
And you love them, really?
Love them. Yeah, it's one of my selections.
Really? Okay, good. I love them as well. They beat the Giants bad.
Yeah, I agree. The line is going from 3-6 on that game.
I don't think it's even close. Okay. I think the Giants are pretty awful.
Are you taking Penn State on tonight as well?
Who do they play?
Illinois.
Oh, yeah, easy win.
You going to take PSU?
Yeah.
It's at Illinois. Lovie Smith.
Nah, no good.
All right, take PSU. There are your three selections. Tampa Bay, Texas, and PSU.
Yeah, and I'll give you something that I also believe. I think this is going to happen. The Vikings are favored by 16.5 over Buffalo. Buffalo's not very good.
Right.
But they weren't very good last week either, and they still only lost by 11.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think.
Oh, you like Buffalo to cover.
Yes.
All right, with the 16, Buffalo to cover against the Vikings. All right, we'll see how you make out. Now, I got some knowledge on you. An ex-teammate of yours just emailed me.
Okay, what did he say?
A fellow named Tony Hillary.
Tony Hillary.
Played football with you at DeMatha.
That's right.
All right, he says that I'm writing to him to confirm Brian's dunking claim.
Boom!
I played football with B. West at DeMatha. I saw him dunk plenty of times in high school. He had crazy hops, especially before he first injured his knee. Ask him, but I think he actually hurt his knee coming down from a dunk the summer before our senior year.
You see that?
Is that
Mike?
True?
That is very, very true. You see that? Hey, where's Tyrone at? I bet Tyrone's on break, isn't he?
No, I'm here.
Okay,
listen,
okay.
I actually looked up. You did have an explosive 37-inch vertical leap, which is pretty impressive for a brother your height. I'd have to see it to believe it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'll call me
you.
A hater.
I'm with you.
Tony Hurt's a good man. Coming down. What would your football coach say to that?
Nah, he wasn't very happy. I'll tell you that.
Wait, did you miss time? You missed time your senior year because of that?
Yeah, I only played 5 games my senior year. Yep.
Oh, that's why Villanova got you.
There it is.
You might have swooped in.
And there's a reason why.
Oh, all right, gotcha.
Tony, appreciate you listening to the show, brother.
By the way, I saw your boy Jay Wright in a commercial.
Uh-huh.
With Nick Foles.
Really?
A car commercial yesterday.
That's a violation.
Nick Foles and Jay Wright representing Granite Run something, right? Did you see that, Nat?
I did. Champions.
Yeah, Nat, did you like that or what? You didn't like it.
Champions.
Champions in that commercial. Champions selling cars.
Who the Cats had this weekend?
Hey, I'm not sure, but Mike, I think you guys don't respect Villanova enough for what we've accomplished.
No, I respect Villanova greatly. I really do. I like to, you know, get under your skin a little bit, but
fear the Wildcat.
Yeah, I respect Villanova greatly.
This room doesn't.
Because
did Temple win this week or no?
They did.
They did.
Last night, they beat Tulsa on TV, man. We were watching the Owls last night. Yeah, that's a violation.
No respect.
Come on, man. They've rebounded since that Villanova loss.
Natalie didn't even watch the game last night.
I was checking the score where I was.
All right, listen, B-West, you have a great weekend. And we'll talk to you Monday.
Sounds good.
All right, there he is, Brian Westbrook, joining us for the Football Friday hour. Football Friday brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, Power of Justice for Accidents, Malpractice, or Nursing Home Abuse.